You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's take a look at this now. So yesterday, the presidency announced that the signing of the National Health Insurance Bill directs the transformation, and I quote, of South Africa's healthcare system to achieve universal coverage for health services and through this overcome critical socio-economic imbalances and inequalities of the past. And we take a look at Business Unity South Africa responding to the NHI bill being signed into law by President Cyril Ramaphosa, and this is supposed to happen tomorrow. Only time will tell. But now we speak to Cass Kovadia, who is the CEO of BUSA, in terms of what it is that Business Unity South Africa is most concerned about. Thank you very much, Mr. Kovadia, for your time this afternoon. You note in your statement that you fully support the objectives of the universal coverage. However, the NHI bill in its current form is unworkable and unaffordable. Please do expand for us.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, and hi to your listeners. We've been working on this for quite a few months, and we made submissions both to Parliament and the National Council of Provinces. And we've been absolutely clear that while we support the concept of the bill, we support universal health care, that there are a number of issues with the bill. One is that the bill effectively crowds out the private sector, the private health care sector, instead of crowding it in. And there you have a significant capacity and resource that can be put to bear with the public healthcare sector to actually put us on the road to universal healthcare. Secondly, the bill talks about a single fund and government essentially being a monopoly on healthcare for a significant aspect of healthcare. And we believe that's inappropriate. We believe we shouldn't be creating a monopoly. Also, government doesn't have a very, very good track record of managing funds like those. And then thirdly, even National Treasury has indicated that the country cannot afford this. The country has numerous crises, and the best way to deal with those is through the public and private sector working together to optimize the resources in both areas, as we are doing with government in logistics, in law and order, in crime and corruption, and energy. And we're making good progress in those. So those are some of the issues we have with the bill. We've been talking to and working with a number of healthcare professional organizations, healthcare workers in the sector, and they all have concerns about this. And so we believe that the bill is flawed, that we would have expected the president to send it back to parliament or to actually take advice from constitutional lawyers on some of the constitutional problems in the bill. Having said that, well, it's the president's prerogative to sign, and he indicated that he will sign tomorrow. We will wait to see what he says, whether he's also going to be promulgating the bill tomorrow or signing it and then promulgation taking place later, but we will hear what you say and then look at an appropriate course of action.
Given that you've been part of the consultation processes for quite a while, what is the understanding of when exactly this would effectively come into effect?
Well, even the president has said that this is a long road. It's not going to come into effect immediately. This will take a significant amount of time. And the amount of time it takes depends on how the bill is eventually structured into legislation and whether it actually enables the private sector to play a role. If the public sector goes it alone, it will take, in our view, good few, at least 10, 15 years. And that's, unnecessary in our view. We believe that if the private healthcare sector perfect, absolutely it's not. We need to work on some deficiencies there. We need to ensure that the resources and capacities the private healthcare sector has is also, in a sustainable way brought to bear on a joint system that actually provides healthcare to the majority of our people. And we believe that we can do that together without impacting negatively on the current public healthcare system, which is in a pretty poor state, and without impacting negatively on those who have choices and in the private healthcare system. I think the other concern we have is that there's been significant disquiet amongst potential investors, both here and overseas, about this bill and the fact that the president has decided to sign it without addressing what we think are critical flaws actually sends out a message to investors that is not very helpful.
How far is business willing to go, more so when it comes to litigation?
Well, we have said in our statement that we'll consider all options, including litigation. We have consistently said that if we need to take the legal route to enable a fit-for-purpose bill that would actually bring about a situation where both the public and private sector can work together towards universal healthcare, and if the courts are the only route for that, then we will certainly consider that. But again, it depends on what the president says tomorrow. If the president says he's signing the bill into law, but that he's still open to engagements about how we promulgate this and how we implement this, and if there's space in those engagements to actually implement the bill in a way that addresses the concerns we have, then we're more than willing to engage. But the legal route has got to be an option.
Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank
Business
you.
Unity South Africa CEO Cass Kovadia.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.